Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Happy Easter to you all. We're celebrating the amazing reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and I'm delighted to be able to have as a guest on the program here a good friend who's been on the program in the past, Paco Gavrilides, professor of homiletics at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. And I think a brother who's got a real gift for communicating the reality of what Jesus, who Jesus is and what Jesus has accomplished. And I've invited him to come to just the two of us this week to just talk about the resurrection, what it means to us and what we see in it. We'll reflect on some of the readings, and I hope you can be all week a part of our conversations. Welcome, Paco.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here with you, especially on this week.
Yeah, no, it's so good. So let me just toss out to begin with, what does the resurrection mean to you?
Well, for me, the resurrection means more than anything else, tremendous hope and joy, a great sense of the triumphal victory of Jesus, who 2 days before this resurrection was considered the suffering servant, the one to be most pitied because he looked like he failed his mission and wasn't able to accomplish the victory. And then in the mysterious, glorious way of God, he is raised from the dead and conquers sin and death in such a definitive way that it changes everything. And that hope is a living hope because God is eternal, and Jesus himself then brings us right into that eternal reality. And so it's so strengthening for me.
No, it's so good. I often think of the words of Augustine. You know, he said at one point that Christianity is the resurrection from the dead.
Amen.
You know, and that it's not, or as in 1 John, the Apostle John would say, what we've seen, what we've heard, what we've touched, we declare to you, the eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. And so Christianity means new life. It means receiving the eternal life that was in Jesus, from which he passed from death to life, and a new creation, a new beginning for the human race has begun.
Right.
The new thing. And Christianity, Catholicism, isn't just a religion. It isn't just a moral system. It has morality. It has commandments and laws that matter.
Yes.
But the central thing is that Jesus has begun the new creation.
Right.
Humanity has a future beyond death because Jesus has passed from death to life. And he's going to transmit the life to us, and he has in our baptism.
That's right. Yeah.
So the resurrection is not just a historical thing. It touches our lives right now because we've been given that new life already.
Absolutely. And one of the truths is the fact that, as Paul says, he who is in Christ is a new creation. Behold, the new has begun, you know. And I think that the fact that when we talk about the resurrection, it's not talking about an event that happened historically that now we just ponder as and admire. We've entered into the event itself.
Yeah.
We are the resurrected people because the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in us.
Yeah.
And therefore that resurrected life is in us so that we too may go to the Father and be with him forever.
No, well said, well said. And Paul's grasp of it is always so inspiring, you know?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, so when we're celebrating the resurrection, we're not just celebrating a past event, we're celebrating the single historic event that has changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the kingdom, Paco said, the kingdom of darkness, the rule and the dominion of sin and death has now been brought down. Its power has been taken away over the human heart and the human mind for everyone who is in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And what God's plan for salvation is not just to give to us a few more books to add on to the Old Testament to read and to memorize, or a set of commandments, as I was saying, to live by. He's now giving us what saves us. God's life in us is what saves us. That's why Jesus became one of us and took on human flesh, and he united heaven and earth and then conquered our enemies, and now is uniting us to his life, to him. We're now in his body. That's why we can enter into eternal life forever and be part of the new creation, as Paco was saying.
Amen. I think there's a reality in Christianity that I think is pretty unique, and that is, instead, as time goes on, instead of there being a diminishment, there's actually an increase of life into the reality that has been given to us, that the seed does really grow, that we do flourish in Christ. And while the body may be going through, undergoing its corruption and weakness, we are being renewed day by day in the Spirit, so that what will emerge is the new man, the resurrected man, who will look an awful lot like Jesus.
Yeah, so we are, as you're speaking, this is Paul's words, we are more than conquerors now.
Yes.
That we've conquered all of this that human beings are afraid of, death itself, and all the pain and the weakness and the tears, and what's ahead of us is life with God forever, where there's no more tears, no more crying, no more weeping, no more pain, and we're living the life the Father has created us to live. So there's a couple of really great passages today, Paco, that the church gives us in the liturgy, which, you know, part of Peter's great preaching on the day of Pentecost. So Right. Interesting that
Yes. The
church gives us the day after Easter.
Yes.
The context in which Peter, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, is going to go forward and proclaim who Jesus is and call people to repentance. And then the story, one of the accounts of Mary Magdalene, Mary going to the tomb.
Yes.
Let's talk about those a little bit. What do you think about starting with the gospel? Just your thoughts about
great.
The gospel.
Well, one of the things that always has struck me about the gospel passage here in Matthew is that the fact is that Mary Magdalene and Mary, the other Mary, they were going to the tomb as if natural reality had taken place without the clear expectation of the resurrection. So they're going to go to anoint the body. Yeah. And then they discover that something absolutely radically new happened. They discover that they meet Jesus, and he greets them. And then he says something that I think is really key. Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Well, why Galilee? Well, because Galilee was the beginning of Jesus' mission. That's where he began to proclaim. And now he's saying, go back there, because now you're going to come under the same anointing, the same victorious, resurrected power that I myself have, and I'm going to be giving this to you, and you're going to begin again with this new power of the kingdom of heaven upon you now in a more permanent way, so that you can make an impact in the world that you live in as I did when I was walking the earth. That's an amazing thing to me.
No, it really is. And the first line that we're given from Matthew 28, verse 8, it says, you know, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed,
Yeah. And
ran to announce the news to his disciples. Now, the tomb was empty. And what I find so moving and so grateful for, Mary Magdalene, a former prostitute.
Yep.
And I think one of the Gospels says, out of whom he had cast seven demons.
Yep.
Right? And so she's being entrusted
Yes. With
this ministry of revelation. And she's included just like everybody else who's given their hearts to Jesus.
Yep.
Not because she had a perfect history, not because she had her whole act together. Let's be encouraged, brothers and sisters, of how God's generosity is so great for anyone who turns their heart to the Lord. It doesn't matter what your history is. It doesn't matter what you're struggling. You turn your heart to Jesus, give your life to him, enter his church, you're sharing in this great victory. And just like Mary Magdalene, he wants to send you.
That's right.
He wants to send you to go announce what you know.
Yeah. Right? You know, it's so interesting. In our world, it's very easy to label people and have an idea of a person being this particular way. And you can't conceive of them as being something different.
Yeah.
But here, this woman who had a reputation now comes alive in Jesus, and nobody can deny it. And God then begins to work through her. The credibility that something miraculous happened is something that is right there evident for everybody to see. And that's where we can be encouraged, because no matter where we're coming from, that experience of the resurrected life can be bringing about transformation that a lot of other people will see, that will help them understand that Jesus Christ is alive. Yeah. And if it can happen to her or him, well, it certainly might then can happen to me.
Yeah. No, that's good. And I think another thing that's so beautiful about it is that the grace on Mary's life in her experience that uniquely flowed from Jesus was that she received dignity and was able to have the lens of the Lord's love for her, help right. her see herself differently.
Yes.
And he prized her. He delighted in her.
Right.
And he forgave her sins. And guess what? We're all in that same position, right?
That's right. That's
We're
right.
all in need of having our sins forgiven.
That's right.
And how we see ourselves transformed and new in Jesus
yes.
is a huge piece of where the freedom comes from.
Exactly.
I'm a new creation. Mm-hmm. And that's how she saw herself
that's right.
in Jesus. And then Jesus showed how he felt by putting in her hands this mission of now going and telling the
that's
inner
right.
ring of the brothers the truth about what happened to Jesus.
Yes, that's incredible. And one of the things I think happens to people is there's sometimes a challenge to be able to accept your new identity completely. But the more you actually accept it as the work of God's saving power in your life, you begin to change and you have not just more energy, but profound conviction and a kind of natural boldness in your freedom comes forth to be able to share about the one who's given you this new life. It's the conviction within because the life within is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah, it's so good. And then what we see in the first reading, Pac, we just have a couple of minutes, is the implication and the outflow of the reality of the resurrection, which means that Jesus has passed from death to life. And of course, between Pentecost and Easter is the ascension, where Jesus ascends into heaven and he's enthroned at the right hand of the Father. And all authority and power in heaven and earth belong to him now. And the establishment of the kingdom has happened because the king has taken his throne. And then Pope Benedict had said at one point, you know, that Pentecost is the fulfillment
Yes.
of Jesus' whole mission.
Right.
The Holy Spirit can be poured out on the church, and the new creation can come to us because the King has made it all the way home, and he's entered in his human flesh into the glory of the presence of the Father. And human flesh, which had fallen from glory and could not enter the presence of God, enters it in the person of Jesus, and he takes every one of us in that
That's
into
right.
the presence, and he becomes the second Adam who spiritually now can sire a new race of people
right.
by pouring out the Spirit, and we can be born again by water and the Spirit. So Peter's preaching on that. You have any thoughts?
Well, what strikes me in this one is the fact that he's preaching to that very first group of people, these Jews that come from all over to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, are seeing the evidence of the work of the resurrected Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So Peter is preaching with great confidence. First starts with a history about who Jesus was, the man with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs that's worked through him, etc. And then, you know, the foreknowledge of God. He was delivered up by the set plan of foreknowledge of God. And then he's raised up, and he was released from the throes of death. And it goes down a little further and says, God raised this Jesus, of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father. So he's actually interpreting the action right now, the work that Jesus did. Look and see what's happened to these people who's received the Spirit. This is the effect of the resurrected Lord, whom you crucified, but has risen from the dead, and is really willing to forgive you of your sins so that you can be one with him.
Well said, brother. That's good news, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is Lord. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. And he loves you, and he wants to fill you more and more with his kingdom power. Have a great day. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.